Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
And then they have tents and they want all of the connections between the college and Israel to be divested. And they want 100 students taken on per year from Palestine. We have a call in now with the Students' Union at UCC, so we'll see what they say either today or indeed tomorrow. Now, Rose, on another ongoing conflict in the world, the Ukrainian conflict, you're involved with an appeal for aid, Rose. Good morning.
Morning, PJ. How are you doing?
I'm very good. What's this? It's in Kilkenny, is it?
It is, yeah. I'm volunteering with an organisation called Kilkenny Ukraine. And they, what our crowd do is we ship out emergency vehicles and we pack them full of medical aid and we drive them out into one of the Ukrainian cities and we leave them there.
Okay.
And we fly back.
Okay, so you just let the supplies there?
We leave the vehicles, we let everything get left there. Okay. It's all donated. To okay. be left there.
What, the vehicle and all?
Vehicle and all, yeah.
Wow.
These are donated ambulances. This time around, the lads have done 4 trips already. Now, this will be my first one. This time around, now, we've got 5 ambulances, 2 minibuses, 2 50-seater coaches, a couple of jeeps, I think, and 3 fire engines.
And they'll all be left there?
They'll all be left there, yeah.
Wait, and where have they come from?
They're donated. They're donated from different areas.
Righty. So when is the next shipment going?
Sometime in the next few weeks. It's a man by the name of Jim Harding from Kilkenny who's basically the head on show, as we call him. They haven't put a date yet because obviously you're dealing with 2 drivers for vehicles for 7 long hours. So we've around 28 or 30 people having to go and not everybody's free on any given date. So we're having to settle which dates we're free on. Okay. And then we'll be going down to Rosslare. I'm hoping we're going Rosslare to Cherbourg. The last time they went to Pembroke and drove across England, which I believe is a nightmare. But I hope we're going to Cherbourg. Then we drive across France, through Belgium, through Germany, through Poland, and over the border into Ukraine.
With all the focus on Palestine over the last few months, Ukraine has kind of taken a back seat in people's in people's minds. What kind of things are needed out there now, Rose?
Now, I have a list here, and I'm not going to read out the whole list because it's extensive, but transfusion equipment and things like catheter syringes, you need scrubs, stoma equipment, airways, burn packs, bandages, incontinence pads are a big thing, because anybody, this is going to sound a bit graphic now, and I'm sorry for offending anybody, but I've been listening to it, anybody injured below the waist, obviously is stuck in bed and needs an incontinence pad. The last time there was another, we worked with another group called Mishnok Ukraine there in Dublin, Andy Kenny. When Andy went out, the people that were injured below the waist and were stuck in bed were only getting a change of incontinence pads every 3 weeks because of the shortage.
Wow.
Which I know, which is a horrible, horrible thought. So we've been given a fairly sizable boxes now, all right, but anybody's got any kind of incontinence pad, be they pull-ups or sheets or whatever, we'll take them. Also women's sanitary pads and tampons would all be needed. I think most civilians have been, women and children have been more or less cleared out of this area, but there obviously there would be a few there.
Dental supplies, I'm told.
Dental supplies, yes. We're also I've been hounding the hospitals. We need beds, recovery chairs, dental and optical examination chairs. Yeah, they do need a lot of dental and optical for head injuries.
One thing we've learned over the last 2 years, Rose, is that Ukraine's a huge country, and enormous country, and this war is concentrated in what would be relatively small parts of it, and an awful lot of the country is to use a word, safe.
Well, it's not under fire. Yeah,
not under fire. Yeah, vast swathes of it are not under fire.
Well, you places like Odessa now, and other cities that I have forgotten the name of. Sorry, no, but Kiev is one of the biggest ones, and we're going to a place just outside Kiev.
Yeah, where are these vehicles going? Just outside Kiev. So, and they would be like, would these vehicles be coming under fire as they're being driven in?
Well, no, not when they're being driven in. What they're actually doing, this brings me to another point because it's something else I'm on the scrounge for, but this is a big one. They don't send the ambulances or the paramedics into the bombardment zones because they can't afford to be losing them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have them in outside areas. When people are injured, at present, they're being taken out by motorbike because the ambulances can't get in across the rubble anyway. They're being taken out by motorbike and an injured person is strapped to the rider. And that includes, if they've lost a limb or something, the limb is also strapped to them, to be strapped to the rider. And they're brought out and they're met along the way somewhere by the paramedics and the ambulance crews. And they're brought then to the triage centres and to wherever they go from there. I don't actually know the details of that.
It's all quite logistically advanced.
Exactly. I've only got the gist of it now from Jim. But one of the things that they are in dire need of is all-terrain quad bikes.
Okay.
If anybody's got an old quad bike rusting away in the garage, they'd be very, very glad of getting those because they can get over there. They can hack a trailer onto the back of them.
Yes.
And the people can, you know, they don't have to be strapped to the rider, which is a kind of a barbaric way to be transporting anybody, you know, but it's necessary at the moment. So that's one of the things.
If anybody wants syringes, catheters, high-energy bars...
High energy bars, yes, that's another thing. We need high energy bars, Mars bars, Snickers, and all the ones the high protein bars, that sort of thing. Now, of all these things, they don't need to be within their expiry date. That's the big thing. This is why we've no compunction about asking people for them. They can be close to their expiry date, or they can be actually expired.
Mm.
It doesn't matter, because all these dates are very long range anyway. So as you know yourself, so they don't have to be within date. We will take stuff that's over its expiry date.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of stuff like a syringe that has a date on the cardboard box it came in. That date's expired. Yeah. Doesn't mean the syringe, there's nothing wrong with the syringe. It just can't be used here.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it, precisely. And like hospital beds, which have to be replaced after a certain length of time. I've been pestering the hospitals anywhere all over the country. Even them, like, we can take those away because they have to be renewed after a certain length of time. And the Ukrainian people are happy to take them, very happy to take them.
Okay. Kilkenny, Ukraine, all one word. If anybody wants to find it, you can find out more. Rose, thank you. Rose Brian Harrington from Cove, thank you very much for that. Ukraine's still going on. A bit under the radar now because of the concentration and the focus on Palestine. But that's a very interesting project. So they gather up these fire engines, ambulances, jeeps, first responder vehicles, and they drive them out there. And they leave them there, and they make their own way back, and they try to fill them up with syringes and catheters and snack bars and incontinence pads and dental supplies and anything else that's needed out there. So they load them up, they stuff them up with the stuff they need, they drive them out there, and they let them there so they can be used. Thanks, Rose.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.